Chapter 11. "I bet this is our guy," I growled to Zoklan and Zarek, as the bearded sorcerer floated up toward us. Once he got a little bit closer, I noticed just how awful the poor guy looked. His flesh was more wrinkled than an old handbag that had been left out in the sun, and it was so pale it glinted in the light of the sun. His dark beard was rugged and unkempt, and it was filled with crazy white-gray hairs that stuck out in all directions. The dark sorcerer's eyes were sunken in, with huge dark circles under each one, and enough crow's feet to make an entire murder. He wore the same dark purple bedazzled robe as the rest of his followers, though this guy's outfit also featured a flowing cape that looked like it was made out of purple velvet. There also appeared to be some sort of pointed shoulder pads on his arms that gave a bit of width to his body. And his greasy, long, peppered black hair floated weightlessly around him like he was underwater.
"Well," Zarek chuffed, "what are we waiting for? We can burn him straight out of the sky."
My uncle reared his head back, and then he blasted a huge burst of flames down onto the dark sorcerer. The fire slammed into the bastard's glowing shield and then crackled and hissed as it followed the curve of the sphere and spread out harmlessly behind him. The dark sorcerer's chapped pale lips twisted up into a smirk as Zarek's attack faded, and he held out the shaded scepter in front of him. Then the older sorcerer whispered something under his breath, and a giant bubble of purple energy popped off his shield and rocketed toward my uncle like a bat out of hell. Zarek zipped out of the way of the attack seconds before it landed, and the purple sphere of energy exploded onto the mountainside behind him. Debris sprayed into the air as the spell hissed and steamed, and all three of us were quick to avoid the falling rubble.
"Lord Evan of Hatra," the dark sorcerer growled in a croaky, low voice. I didn't think I would meet you so soon."
"You have something that belongs to us," I responded with a nod toward the scepter. "If you give up willingly, I promise we will not kill you, and you will receive a fair trial for whatever horrid deeds you've done in the past."
Horrid deeds, the pale bearded man smirked. "All I have done is prepared for the Dark One's arrival. He will be here soon, after all. But you already know that."
He was definitely talking about the Demon King, and how the breach was now on the verge of splitting wide open and allowing the evil bastard and his minions out into our world. The dark sorcerer probably thought that if he was a good little soldier and helped raise an army for the Demon King, they'd be spared from his wrath or given a special reward for their service or something like that. But I already knew where their path led. Everybody who worked for the Demon King was in direct opposition to myself, which meant that there was only one way their story could end: death by my hands.
"So you want to do this the hard way?"
I raised an eyebrow and huffed.
"Good. I was hoping you'd be an idiot just like the rest of the Demon King's followers."
The Dark One,"
the sorcerer corrected, as he blasted another purple bubble in my direction. I swooped down and avoided the attack before I countered with one of my own. I zipped around behind my opponent, sucked in a deep breath, and then unleashed a shot of fire toward the fucker. Unfortunately, it was about as effective as Zarek's attack, and it simply bounced off the purple sphere like it was nothing. Zoklan, however, used the opportunity to launch a counterstrike of his own. My father shot forward as he opened up his mouth, and his maw began to glow with a sickly green color. Zoklan let loose a stream of acid breath as he flew over the dark sorcerer and completely covered the bastard's shield with his deadly attack. The acid sizzled and smoked as it fought against the power of the purple energy shield, until the entire damn thing was covered by a waterfall of hissing green slime. Suddenly there was an ethereal hum, and then the acid that covered the dark sorcerer's sphere blasted off in all directions. Zoklan, Zarek, and I tried to avoid the literal acid rain, but there was too much of it. Bits of the deadly material splashed onto my scales, and I grimaced as tiny pangs of pain shot through my body. Thankfully, my insta-healing ability made me as good as new in a matter of seconds,
though I wondered if my uncle and father were also caught in the crossfire. I glanced over and saw Zoklan had a gnarly-looking burn on his left wing, and the bit of flesh was bubbly and crisp to the point where it looked like something out of a zombie movie. Meanwhile, Zarek bore a bunch of tiny wounds all over his back, and he seemed to wince every time he beat his wings. Classification: 2 dragons. Priority: minor healing required. Status: wounded, non-fatally.
"Hold tight," I ordered my 2 family members, and then I sucked in a breath.
I sprayed rainbow glitter out into the air, and the mystical spell seemed to wisp around until its tiny particles settled over my father and uncle. The second it did so, their wounds and burns began to heal up, and a few moments later they were both as good as new.
"You called me a fool and a coward," the dark sorcerer chuckled. "You cannot even stand to wear the scars of the battlefield on your body."
"I see what it looks like on you," I snarked back. "No thanks." The dark sorcerer let out a scoff before he slashed the scepter across his body in a diagonal motion. As he did so, a thin, curved strip of the purple energy blasted forward and rocketed toward Zoklan, who was just barely able to duck down and avoid getting decapitated by the energy blade.
"We have to get that shield down," Zarek hissed. "We can't even land a blow on this guy until that happens."
"We're throwing everything we have at this man," Zoklan grumbled. "When acid and fire breath don't do any damage, I'm not sure what the next course of action is."
"We get creative," I growled. "If we can't break his shield, then we can at least disorient him enough to make him regret using it. Follow my lead and don't attack until I give the order."
The dark sorcerer blasted another deadly purple bubble of energy, and the 3 of us scattered in different directions to avoid the attack. I banked to the right while Zoklan went down low and Zarek flew to the left, and then we came back around and prepared for the attack.
"Ha ha ha ha! Try as you might, Evan of Hatra,"
the dark sorcerer cackled.
"The magic granted me by the Dark One is superior to anything you could have possibly learned from the mortals of this world."
I was counting on it. Once I was in position, I opened my mouth wide, summoned up my fire into my mouth, and then blasted a huge beam of white-hot flames directly onto the dark sorcerer's position. This time, I flew forward while I held my fiery blast, and I headed straight for the fucker. As expected, the flames simply bounced off the man's shield harmlessly. But at the last second, I cut my flame blast short, curled my body up into a ball, and let my momentum carry me forward like a dark, scaly wrecking ball. A small jolt of pain shot through my body as the dark energy burned my skin when I slammed into the dark sorcerer at full speed. But thankfully, the impact was brief, and my insta-healing predation allowed me to heal in an instant. The dark sorcerer let out a pained grunt as he was launched backward into his shield, and then he slammed into the nearby mountainside with a spray of rubble and debris.
"Now it's your turn," I said to my uncle and father. "It'll probably hurt a little, but I'll heal you the second it's over."
The dark sorcerer floated back toward the battle, and his caterpillar-like eyebrows were twisted into an angry glare as he held the scepter out and prepared to attack. His purple shield glowed and rippled with dark energy as he stared me down, and the purple gem on the shaded scepter began to shimmer. Before the dark sorcerer had a chance to attack, there was a spray of green acid from below. Zoklan repeated my earlier technique as his attack engulfed the sorcerer's shield, and then my father slammed his body into the glowing purple globe at full force. Zoklan roared in pain as dark energy burned his wings, but his blow launched the dark sorcerer straight upward like a fly ball in a baseball game. Before the dark sorcerer even had a chance to reorient himself, Zarek banked around and copied my maneuver. He engulfed the dark sorcerer with flames, curled himself up, and launched the fucker across the valley once more. I quickly opened my mouth and blasted a spray of rainbow glitter out onto Zoklan and Zarek, and the singe marks on their scales instantly began to heal.
"That was immensely satisfying," Zarek said, "even if my back feels like it just lost a layer of scales."
"Is it actually doing any damage, though?" Zoklan growled, The Dark Sorceress seems completely fine, if a bit disoriented.
That's the point, I admitted. The longer we keep him disoriented, the longer we can avoid his attacks and formulate a more permanent plan. Keep at it.
The Dark Sorcerer had been launched all the way across the valley, so he appeared as little more than a glowing purple dot as he floated back toward us. He floated with a purpose, and even from his distanced position, he launched a hailstorm of purple energy balls toward us. They lit up the miasma-tainted sky like a bunch of violet paper lanterns and seemed to fill the entire valley, and there was nowhere we could go to avoid it easily.
"You ever seen Star Wars?" I asked my dad. "The only way we're getting out of this in one piece is if we go straight into the asteroid field."
"Star War?" Zarek asked. "Asteroids? What nonsense are you speaking, Lord Evan?"
"He's saying we need to go on the offensive," Zoklan translated my Earth pop culture reference. "We fly straight toward the Dark Sorcerer's attack and try to dodge as many of those orbs as we can."
"That's insanity," Zarek gasped.
"It's what we have to do," I growled. "The best defense is a good offense. Now let's knock this fucker down a peg."
Without another word, I flapped my wings and shot forward toward the onslaught of dark energy that filled the valley. As I flew, I glanced down at the chaos on the ground below, where my friends were now engaged with the few surviving sorcerers from the tower. Smari was about 10 feet off the ground and flying around on her metal-tipped wings as she dodged blasts of purple energy and glowing purple arrows with the grace of a diving sparrow. I watched with a smug satisfaction as Smari then dipped down, made a pass at a small group of sorcerers, and shot past them with her wings spread out wide. There was a quick spray of crimson mist as her metal-tipped wings sliced open the sorcerers' throats, and then dark red liquid poured out onto the ground as they fell to their knees and gurgled on their own blood. Meanwhile, Nike was taking out sorcerers like a pro. Several of the sorcerers had manifested glowing purple swords and daggers made out of their dark magic, but Nike was a way better fighter than any of them could dream of being. The noble of the Sword of Light parried a blow from a purple sword before he slammed his foot into the sorcerer's stomach and knocked him back on his ass. Nike had to quickly duck under another attack, and then he responded by twisting around the Sword of Light and plunging it straight through a sorcerer's stomach. Yeah, Nike knew what he was doing. Then there was Caltrice, who took a more distanced approach to her attacks. The sorceress had ducked behind a large rock formation that was just barely wider than her body, as about 10 enemies approached her from all sides. They blasted the barrier with shots of purple magic, and Caltrice only occasionally had a chance to peek out and return fire. When she did have a chance to attack, though, she made it fucking count. Caltrice's right hand glowed red as she touched the gems embedded into her chest, and then she flipped out from her cover and blasted the nearest opponent. The red light slammed square into another sorcerer's chest, and he screamed as his flesh began to bubble and sizzle. Seconds later, smoke billowed out of his eye sockets, ears, and mouth, and he collapsed to the ground dead. Caltrice had burned the fucker alive, from the inside out. In that moment, I was really happy Caltrice was on our side. As for Lyca, the wolf demi-human was no stranger to a good battle, and this was no different. Lyca let out a few canine-like snarls as she twirled and dodged glowing arrows, and then I watched as she skewered one of the robed men straight through the chest. Another one came at her from a few feet away, but Lyca made short work of the fucker. She ducked down under his blade before she pounced onto the sorcerer and sunk her teeth into his face. He screamed as she proceeded to shake her head violently back and forth like a dog with a chew toy. And that scream turned into a macabre gurgle when a huge chunk of his flesh was torn off of his skeleton. Lyca spat the poor man's face onto the ground, and then she finished him off with a quick swipe of her sword. I was now only about 50 feet away from the incoming orbs, so I tried to figure out the best pathway through. The first few orbs were easy enough to dodge, and I simply pulled my wings back against my body and let them pass by harmlessly. The second wave, though, proved to be a bit trickier. These ones were way closer together, and there was no rhyme or reason to their pattern whatsoever. They were also much closer together,
so even with my precognition abilities, there wasn't a lot of space to get through. I saw there was a small opening between a cluster of orbs, so I took my chances. I waited until I was only about 10 feet away from the projectiles before I pulled my arms, legs, and wings into my body and prepared for impact. Then I twisted around in midair, and I timed the turn just right so I was able to move through the small open space. I felt a few small pangs of pain against my body as the orbs grazed my scales, but the pain was fleeting, and I healed instantly. I had to swoop down to avoid the next wave of orbs, and then I banked around and twisted once more to get through the final few. When I came out the other side, though, the Dark Sorcerer was ready.
"You will burn before the Dark One, false prophet!"
the Dark Sorcerer screamed as an energy orb the size of a small car shot out of his shield.
"No,"
I growled as I called upon my rock magic.
"You will surrender the scepter to me, Yggdrasil Urshauer."
I pulled two massive tendrils of rock out of each side of the valley and then expanded them into flat, wall-like surfaces. They stretched out until they met at the center of the valley, and the purple projectile smashed into the barrier and disappeared with a flash of violet light. When I retracted the walls, though, I saw the Dark Sorcerer was charging straight for me. He let out a deep, booming shriek as he rocketed toward me with the scepter at the ready, and then he twirled it around as purple magic radiated from the gem at its tip.
"How dare you call me by that name?"
the Dark Sorcerer bellowed. He tossed the scepter forward, and there was a blinding flash of light as dark magic sprayed out into the air. This time, the spell didn't produce an orb, but rather a mist of purple, foul-smelling particles that I recognized all too well. Miasma. And I was flying right into it. I tried to twist away from the incoming mist, but I was moving too fast to halt my momentum. The next thing I knew, the stench of death overtook my nostrils as the world became a purple haze around me, and I roared in pain as the miasma forced itself into my body. There was an intense burning sensation all over as I felt the deadly mist spreading through my veins. But thankfully, my insta-healing ability took the shit out just as quickly as it appeared.
"Evan!"
Zoclan screamed in horror. As I came out the other side of the miasma cloud, I let out a long, angry roar from the deepest pit of my stomach, and I watched the Dark Sorcerer's face fall into a look of despair as he realized his attack hadn't worked. Instead of using my body as a wrecking ball, I shot out a bit of sticky webbing onto the fucker's shield, but it just sizzled as it struck the Dark Sorcerer's aura and then evaporated into a bit of smoke while I zipped past harmlessly. Fuck. I needed to try another approach.
"Yggdrasil Urshauer," I repeated. "That is your name, is it not? You're nothing more than a human who struck a deal with the devil, and now you think you're hot shit?" "I am the Dark Sorcerer," the man snarled, "and no amount of healing powers will be able to save you when..."
Before he could finish his sentence, Zoclan's body slammed into the fucker's shield and sent him flying off into the distance. But my father didn't stop there. The black dragon zipped after the Dark Sorcerer through the air, and then he opened his mouth and sprayed a huge blast of acid breath onto his opponent. The acid sizzled and hissed as it splattered around the purple barrier, though Zoclan continued to hold it for a solid minute before he let up.
"You dare use your dark magic on my son?"
Zoclan growled as he flew up to the Dark Sorcerer and began to punch the shield repeatedly.
"I will tear your intestines from your body and use them to strangle the life out of you. I will bite off your head and put it on display on the walls of Hatra. I shall..."
There was another blast of purple light, and Zoclan let out a roar of pain as he was thrown backwards. My father started to plummet toward the ground, and I sprang into action before it was too late as the words appeared before my eyes. Classification: Dragon. Priority: Fatal Wound. Immediate healing required. Status: Unconscious.
"I knew that temper of his was going to get him killed someday,"
Zarek grumbled as he swooped past me.
"You save your dad, and I'll distract the sorcerer."
My uncle and I split off in opposite directions just as the Dark Sorcerer blasted another purple orb. The projectile missed by a mile, and I flew down to my father as quickly as I could. Zoclan was falling fast, so I had to take a nosedive downward to increase my speed. I flapped my wings hard a few times before I closed my wings down against my back and tried to become as aerodynamic as possible. The deadly magma down below was coming up fast, and I knew if I didn't catch my father in the next few hundred feet, it would be too late for both of us. I had to move the lava away if I wanted to give us a shot at survival. So I called upon my lava magic and commanded the damn thing to part like the Red Sea. After a moment, the lava spread apart below to reveal the sharp, jagged rocks of the ground. That really wasn't the result I was looking for, but it was better than getting burned alive. I opened my mouth and sprayed my rainbow healing glitter down onto my father, and the force of the blast helped it catch up to Zoklan before I could. The glitter covered his scales as we both came closer and closer to the ground, and then I got an idea. I shot out a bit of my web, snagged it to my father's tail, and then tossed out my wings as wide as I could. If I couldn't catch Zoklan before he hit the ground, the least I could do was slow his descent. I heard a wet crack in my wing bones as they snapped against the sheer force of the wind resistance I was fighting against. My vision went white as I roared in pain, but I wasn't going to let up until my father was safely on the ground. Every muscle in my body ached as I went through a cycle of broken wings, followed by my instant healing, then followed by broken wings again. However, I soon felt myself start to slow down, and the wind resistance started to become less intense as my vision returned to normal. Just in time for impact. I gave my web a good yank, and Zoklan's body flew up toward me. I quickly tossed my arms around him before I sprayed out a bit of my healing glitter around us both. And then we slammed into the rocky ground, hard. Pain jolted all throughout my body as the jagged rock sliced against me. But thankfully my ultra-strong scales protected me from injury. Finally, we came to a stop, and Zoklan opened his eyes.
Evan?
He asked. Classification, Dragon. Priority, none. Status, fully healed.
You gave me quite a scare there, Dad, I teased. I appreciate you standing up for me like that, though.
Oh, that shield is impenetrable, Zoklan sighed as he looked up to the sky.
Nothing is impenetrable, I said. We just haven't figured out the right way to break through it yet. We broke through the...
Just then, I got an idea, and I gasped.
What is it?
We broke through the shield around the village, I grinned. It was a glowing purple orb, too.
You think it's the same material?
It has to be, which means if I can purify it, the shield will disappear and that fucker will be a sitting duck. Mariah, is that possible?
It's worth a try,
the spirit answered.
You'll need to actually touch me to the orb this time, though, since you're trying to purify something in a much more concentrated way.
I'll need your help on this one, Father, I said to my dad. And I'll need to be in my human form.
We're struggling enough in our dragon forms, Zoklan protested. You'll be killed for sure if you try to face the dark sorcerer as a human.
I think you're letting all his smack talk get to your head.
I'm letting the fact he knocked my ass out in my dragon form get to my head.
Just trust me, Dad, I promised. This is the only way.
Zoklan's eyes were full of worry, but he finally gave me a nod to confirm. I quickly shifted back into my human form, and then I took a running leap as I jumped onto Zoklan's back. The second I was on him, my father sprang into the air and unfurled his wings as he shot toward the battle above. Zarek was going at his opponent like a professional boxer throwing body blows. The gray dragon had spikes all down his arms, and he continuously flew circles around the dark sorcerer as he slammed them into the shield in quick, violent punches before he continued onward. Meanwhile, I summoned the Sword of Hatra out of my spatial storage and prepared for the purification process.
Just do what we normally do, Evan,
Mariah's voice explained.
Try to picture yourself as one with nature, as well as me, and then stab the sword into the shield.
That was much easier said than done. And even though my friends were doing well against the remaining dark sorcerers of Kieso, they were still engaged in a life-or-death battle. Then there was the fact I was sitting atop a giant dragon who was moving at over 100 miles per hour and careening straight toward a magician with a deadly, impenetrable shield.
I closed my eyes as I tried to focus on all the natural things around me. I focused on the cool gust of wind that breezed past my face and through my hair, as well as the sound of the churning lava river down below, and the pristine mountainous view that we saw from all the way up above Kieso. I felt a surge of power course through my veins as the Sword of Healing grew warm to the touch, and I opened my eyes to see we were almost in position.
"Get me above him!" I commanded my father. "I'll do the rest!"
The dark sorcerer blasted at Zarek, who was somehow able to dodge the deadly projectiles as he slithered around the shield like a snake. However, each subsequent blast was getting closer and closer to hitting my uncle, and I knew it would have been strong enough to mortally wound him like it had Zoclan. The sorcerer in the dark robe must have noticed us out of the corner of his eye, because he suddenly stopped focusing on Zarek and turned his attention down to us. He snarled as he held the shaded scepter out in front of his body and shot a beam of pure dark energy down onto our position.
"Hold on!"
Zoclan warned. And then he quickly banked off to the right just as the beam passed us by. The dark sorcerer continued to attack, and Zoclan's dodging maneuvers were getting more and more unpredictable in response. Zoclan rolled to the right to avoid another projectile, and my stomach jumped up into my throat as I felt like I was going on the world's most extreme amusement park ride. When my father broke out of his roll, he twisted his body upward and took to the sky. Now was my chance. I just had to pray I didn't miss. I stood up on top of Zoclan's back, and then I crouched down and dove off the side of the dragon like he was a high dive. My heart seemed to stop as gravity took over, and I began to plummet down toward the glowing purple orb in a total freefall. The dark sorcerer raised his eyes to me and let out a roar as he raised up the shaded scepter, but it was too late. I slammed the tip of the Sword of Hatra into the fucker's shield and unloaded all of my healing power straight down into his orb of dark magic. There was a crackling sound of magic against magic for a split second, and then the purple orb exploded into a giant shockwave. The concussive wave hit me like a ton of fucking bricks, and I lost my breath as I was launched backwards while pain tore through my entire torso. Then the world went black. The next thing I knew, my eyes fluttered open, and I was plummeting straight back down toward the ground. I let out a gasp as the air returned to my lungs, and then I quickly twisted my body around and transformed back into my dragon form. I spread out my wings, and I allowed the undercurrent to hit me and send me back skyward. As I turned back to the sky, I saw exactly what I'd hoped to see. The dark sorcerer was falling helplessly toward the ground, completely unprotected by his shield. I watched with smug satisfaction as Zoclan and Zarek swooped over to the falling man and prepared to attack. The dark sorcerer attempted to hold out the shaded scepter, but Zoclan quickly put an end to that with a shot of acid breath. The green liquid splashed onto the sorcerer's right shoulder, and he let out a blood-curdling scream as the flesh, muscles, and bones of his arm melted off his body. Zoclan grabbed the shaded scepter the second it was out of Yggdrasil Urshauer's grasp, and then Zarek took over. My uncle flew down below the falling sorcerer, summoned up one of his deadly spikes, and drove it straight into the fucker's gut. Blood sprayed out through the back of the man's dark robe as his momentum came to a halt, and he screamed as he writhed against Zarek's hand. As I approached, I gave the dark sorcerer a once-over. Classification: Human. Priority: Fatal Wound. Immediate healing required. Status: Dying.
"Here you go, Evan,"
Zarek smirked as he held out the writhing sorcerer.
"I figured I'd let you do the honors."
You think this is over?"
the dark sorcerer rasped, as crimson blood oozed out of his mouth.
"The Dark One will prevail. No amount of silly tricks will stop his reign."
"Yggdrasil Urshauer," I began. "As the future king of Rama and the protector of Hatra, I sentence you to death for the use of dark magic for nefarious purposes. How do you plead?"
"See you on the other side,"
the dark sorcerer smirked, as blood continued to pool around the corners of his mouth and the gaping hole in his stomach. I opened my mouth and shot out a small blast of fire directly into the bastard's face. He let out a slight yowl when the flames engulfed his head, but his screams quickly disappeared as his vocal cords were turned to ash, and then his body went limp. When I finally ceased with the fire, all that was left of the dark sorcerer's head were a few charred bones. "We need to go help the others," I commanded my uncle and my father. "They've been doing well so far, but the three of us can finish this fight in an instant." Both of the dragons gave me a nod, and then we banked around and swooped down into the valley. There were only about a handful of the sorcerers left, yet they had somehow gotten Caltrice and Nike surrounded. Our two friends fought back to back as Smari zipped around and picked off men at the very edge of the group, but all three of them looked exhausted.
"I'll get the ones on the right," Zoclan offered. "You take the others."
The three of us came down low, and then we went in for the kill. I unleashed a blast of fiery death down onto three of the sorcerers on the left of Nike and Caltrice, and they all screamed as their bodies were incinerated into puffs of ash and smoke. Next, Zoclan sprayed acid breath down onto the bastards on the opposite side, and we all watched with macabre glee as their flesh melted down to their bones and they collapsed to the ground. Bits of brain matter and their internal organs spilled out onto the ground, and I thanked the gods that I had healing powers. Meanwhile, Zarak took a completely different approach. The gray dragon landed on the ground in front of the few remaining sorcerers, let out a roar, and then charged them on foot. They shot purple energy arrows in a panic at my uncle, but he just dodged them like an Olympic hurdler. Then Zarak opened his jaws and snapped them down onto one of the fucker's heads, and he picked the poor guy up and shook him around violently like a dog. Blood and gore splashed all over the battlefield as Zarak literally shook the man into pieces, and then he turned to the other two. One of the men reared back with a glowing purple fist and prepared to attack, but Zarak took him out with a spiked backhand. Zarek's spike stabbed through the sorcerer's head, and his tongue flopped out of his mouth. His eyes rolled back in his head, and he fell to the ground. The final sorcerer on the battlefield turned around and started to flee, but my friends were already on him.
"You coward!"
Nike snarled as he jumped in the path of the sorcerer. The fucker tossed a glowing purple arrow at Nike, but the noble of Lady parried it perfectly with the Sword of Light. Nike then jumped forward, hauled back his weapon, and brought it forward into the sorcerer's neck. The Sword of Light sliced through the man's flesh and spine, and the final sorcerer's head rolled off his body with a spurt of blood. Zoclan and I both flew back around and landed on the ground next to our friends, and then transformed back into our human forms.
"Is the dark sorcerer dead?"
Caltrice asked through heaving breaths. "You tell me," I said, as I nodded to the scepter in Zoclan's hands.
"Just think,"
Smari sighed as she landed next to us.
"That would have been even more difficult if we hadn't taken out the tower first."
"That's why you're lucky to have a leader who plans everything a couple steps ahead." I winked at the raven demihuman.
"We must return to Ashmore,"
Caltrice said.
"My father and the High Sage will be enthralled to know Kieso is safe."
The silver-haired sorceress was right. Now that we had the shaded scepter in hand, and the dark sorcerer was dead, Kieso was finally safe, and the Demon King's influence over this region was completely gone. We were one step closer to saving Rama, and now that we had the shaded scepter, we were one step closer to closing the breach.